Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Pulse of Pittsburgh News Radio, KDKA. Appreciate you joining me. I'm Larry Richard. Our producer is Robert Grainer. We've got Heather Zambito for Kathy Berggren. We are supported by our sports staff at The Fan and Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, and our anchor man is Paul Rasmussen.
Good morning.
So I mentioned Roberto Clemente's birthday today. He would have been, 88? Meanwhile, somebody asked me, I got a text from a friend that said, well, does that mean today's Roberto Clemente Day for the Pirates in a Major League Baseball? And the answer is no. Each September 15th, the league announced that, you know, this is going to be a day of players who have won the Roberto Clemente Award, the most prestigious individual honor for major leaguers, and recognizes philanthropic efforts, are eligible to wear 21.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, you talk about magic moments in sports and why people in this town maybe care about sports more than in a lot of other towns, the way we do. I still think there's something magical about baseball and the radio because it still forces you to, with your imagination, create what's going on. Even though you've seen it on television, maybe you've been to games before, beautiful park, and I think our announcers, you know, Greg Brown, Joe Block, and all the staff, and Steve Blass for all those years, did a marvelous job of capturing that.
Great sports announcers encourage you in a unspoken way to use your imagination and see things in your mind that you can't otherwise visualize while you're listening to the game. And may I just say, by the way, Roberto Clemente was the first baseball player that I was very interested in and started following. It's the first star that I started following when I got interested in baseball when I was around 10 years old. And I never dreamed that I would live in Pittsburgh at that time. Nor did I think that I would get to know some of the people around him as I have gotten to meet some of them. And I just have to say that you're right about the magic part of it. I used to listen to faraway radio stations back in the day, and it was baseball on the radio. I could listen to the Dodgers coming from Los Angeles.
Vin Scully from Shays Ravine. Yeah, and right. With the passing of Vin Scully a couple of weeks ago, and for people that don't know, he did 67 years.
Wow.
Of Dodgers baseball, and most of the time he did that alone. It's unimaginable. I can't tell you the degree of difficulty to make that fluid and sound right to do that job by yourself.
It's not easy to fill 5 minutes of time on the radio by yourself.
Intelligently.
And being entertaining. You know. Now, granted, he had the material to work with. The game was in progress, but the vast knowledge that he had of the game, the stories that he would tell. And so many great broadcasters did that.
So he had a great respect for Roberto Clemente. So back to Roberto Clemente Day is September 15th. And I was at PNC Park, just happened to be there serendipitously. And it was Roberto Clemente Day at the ballpark. And Neil Walker was playing, obviously the Pittsburgh kid. Roberto's widow was there, Vera and sons. And wouldn't you believe the great connection Neil Walker's dad, Tom, had with Roberto, because he played with Roberto. He was playing winter baseball in Puerto Rico, and was supposed to be on the plane. And Roberto said, no, go enjoy. There was a New Year's Eve party that night. He goes, no, you stay, go to the party. I'll catch up with you later. And that's the last they saw of him. So,
and we wouldn't have Neil Walker had that not happened.
And here's the magic of that night. So Neil hits a home run over the Roberto Clemente wall in right field.
I remember that.
Just, yep. It gave me
chills. What a great game.
To think about that. So even though it's Roberto Clemente's birth date, Roberto Clemente Day is until September 15th.
I wonder why they picked September 15th. Is there a significance of any kind? Or did it just fit into the schedule the right way? Probably that.
You know, they've been pushing for this for a while. And by the way, if you have not been in Lawrenceville to the Roberto Clemente Museum, Dwayne Reeder is the curator there. Oh, my gosh. It's absolutely a must if you're a fan of Pirates baseball and Roberto Clemente. Have you been there yet?
Yes, I have.
And here's the half person from Pittsburgh story. Dwayne Reeder's father-in-law was the late Bob Kudzma from KDK TV.
Wow.
Who trained me to be take over after he retired. That's just so Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Yeah, number 21, Roberto Clemente, and it was good to hear the voice of Bob Prince. 623 News Radio KDKA. Good morning. I'm Larry Richard. Penn Hill School District thanks State Senator Jay Costa yesterday. He helped secure a grant for their own school police force, up to $325,000, Paul.
I've got that story coming up, in fact, here at 6:30. It's a great story.
Yeah, that is. And it'll be interesting to see what other school districts potentially in the future follow suit. Do they want that in their schools? And AAA went out of their way yesterday just to remind everybody that back to school, pay attention, slow down, don't text while driving. Simple things that you think adults would mind, but you drive around anywhere at any time of day, you're going to see people swerving.
Yep. Drifting out of their lane.
Looking at their phone.
And then all of a sudden the vehicle snaps back into the lane because they realize that they're, oh, whoop.
I mean, it's unbelievable how many times it happens.
Hey, and not only that, Larry, we've almost all of us now have vehicles with some type of a screen where the radio used to be. And all the icons and maps and the different displays that you have there. And, I mean, you can get your just for a couple of seconds, you can look at that and something can happen.
Do you know, I can't imagine, like back in the day, all you looked at basically when you were driving was your speedometer, maybe.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Occasionally, you'd look over and, you know, because you had to find out, you know, you push a button on the radio to change the channel or something like that, or turn up the volume, but...
This is why...
Pretty much it, or, you know, change the temperature setting, right?
Pittsburgh is the headquarters for this autonomous driving vehicles. We have a truck center in the Strip District that's trying to make tractor trailers drive themselves. There's shortage of drivers, but... But I think bottom line is the autonomous driving in part, and some of that's in use now, is to in part because you can't legislate people. If you had the death
that's
penalty,
exactly right.
They'll still do it.
Hey, listen, I love to drive. I have a manual transmission car. I really enjoy driving, but I've watched other people drive, and autonomous is for them.
Right.
They don't need to be making decisions behind the wheel because they're just distracted or they're not interested in driving. They don't like it.
This is how I'm 100% certain there is a God, is because otherwise we wouldn't get through a single day based on just driving from here to work and back.
Think about how well we do. Think about
it's
with all the cars, all the people on the roads, and the number of accidents, really there are the major ones are infrequent. And it surprises me.
It's a miracle. It's Radio KDKA coming up in just a few minutes. KDKA's $1,000 Minute next hour. A chance for you to win a family four-pack of tickets to the Renaissance Festival weekends through September 25th out at West Newton. And top stories. I think the reorganization, Paul, of the CDC is going to get a lot of attention because that begs the natural question, well, this is in reference to what has happened in the past couple of years. So
it is a response to that. In fact, the reorganization, it's a shakeup after a review that they had pointed to several missteps in the handling of the pandemic. Hey, Larry, another pandemic-related story.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think you might be interested in. Guess what's going on in Japan? Officials are encouraging young people to drink more. Guess what happened during the pandemic in Japan? Alcohol consumption went down. The opposite happened here in the United States.
Right.
It went up. But it's fact, and the reason they're asking these younger people to do that is because their tax revenue dropped. It's been the biggest drop they've had in 30 years in Japan. And so they're asking, actually they're holding a contest. It's called Sake Viva.
Come on, man.
I'm not kidding you.
That
they're
can't
asking
be
people
true.
Between 20 and 39 to come up with business plans to revive the drinking culture in Japan. After work is when the Japanese do their drinking. I guess they don't do a lot of drinking or much at home at all.
As opposed to us during work? Is that what you're suggesting? No. You know,
they're going to have a tournament in Tokyo for this in November. There's going to be a tournament for these business ideas to get the drinking culture going again.
That's unheard of, actually. How about up at Jimmy Wan's? There's one in Fox Chapel and one up near you in
Cranbury. Right down the road from me, just a few yards down.
I told Jimmy one time, he said he was going to do a promotion because he boasts that he has the largest sake.
That's right, yeah.
And I told him.
Oodles and oodles of bottles of sake.
I said, let's do one during hockey season. We'll call it a sake night in Pittsburgh. Bite Mike Lang up there. All right, this story.
What about the sex on the Ferris wheel here? You've had me hanging on for over 10 minutes now.
A couple apparently was doing the wild thing inside a Ferris wheel cabin in full view of amusement park visitors at guess where? Where would you think in Ohio?
Uh-oh.
Cedar Point.
Cedar Point. First thing I thought.
And this is...
At least it wasn't on a coaster.
Investigators allege that David and Heather, both 32, were observed doing the wild thing at 8:30 p.m. Sunday on the Wonder Wheel.
No kidding.
Witnesses say they observed a woman's bare derriere at a man's private parts.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
And the couple denies it. They said...
What?
They admitted that maybe his girlfriend was, quote, shaking her behind.
Her booty.
But they didn't do that.
Okay.
But they were booked in the Erie County Jail, released under their own recognizance, $3,000 bond. And they claim we didn't do it.
Wow. Shocking. And, you know, you think about it. I mean, there's got to be security video.
What's wrong
that
with
that captured
people?
At least part of the goings on in that. I guess these are enclosed cabs on this Ferris wheel, right? I haven't been to Cedar Point before.
I don't know. I've never been on the Wonder Wheel, but I may consider it this summer. And I see, how do I read this? Is it a mixed bag? Is that what you would describe what happened on the markets yesterday, Jamie?
Yeah, it was kind of negative across the board. A little worry about what the Fed was going to say about the economy. But there was some good news, some positive earnings reports from some retailers. A big one was negative. The Fed's minutes came out with a signal maybe they're going to ease a little bit in their interest rate push. One of the big things, interestingly, just to sign our economy is complex. One of the reasons why it's so hard to predict anything. Target was one of those newsmakers yesterday, a terrible earnings report. One of the reasons it said is has too much inventory, so it has to sell it at a steep discount because they're running out of room. People interpret that as a recessionary sign. Maybe too much inventory means that not many people are buying goods and services, but we got retail sales out yesterday, and it was pretty decent. It was down because gasoline prices fell, and some retailers did have a double-digit drop in sales. But if you strip that out, if you strip out gasoline, net retail sales were up around 1%. Another data point the government tracks is business inventories. And again, even though Target is giving its woes on inventories across the economy, business inventories actually increased. So not everyone is predicting a drop-off in purchasing. But the markets were down. Dow was down 0.5%. NASDAQ down 1.25%, S&P down 0.7%. Good news is futures are higher as we start the day. Dow futures up 48, NASDAQ up 21, S&P up 7. And that's it for the morning news. Let's see what the bell brings us at 9:30.
All right, Jamie, thanks. Your Money and Your Morning Report with Heffern Tillotson, Senior Vice President Jamie Meredith. Now we need a contestant, Katie Kay's $1,000 Minute. Caller number 4-412-922-1020. Let's see if you can win the cash. Brought to you by Pennsylvania Western University, and we've got Sam from Tarentum as our guest and contestant here this morning. Sam, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Larry?
I'm out of my mind with happiness, really. Okay, here we go. LeBron James agreed to a two-year, $97.1 million extension with what team?
I believe it's the Lakers.
Country music superstar Vince Gill is married to another music superstar. Who?
Oh. Not sure. I'm just going to take a stab. Loretta Lynn.
No, I believe the coal miner's daughter was married to Johnny Cash, right? No.
Maybe it was June Carter.
That was just, you're right. Loretta Lynn was married to that guy. Remember The Coal Miner's Daughter, the movie?
I never saw that, actually.
Sissy Spacek. Yeah, she was terrific in that. I think she got an Academy Award nomination. But unfortunately, that's not correct. We'll keep the same questions right after the headlines at 8:20. We'll do it again. Sam, thank you for playing our game.
Thank you.
And you might be able to win some tickets, too. The Renaissance Festival will do that in our next hour. We have a family pack of four tickets available. Well, we mentioned the restructuring of the CDC, and did you see what happened with the, now that you sort through the details, of the Inflation Reduction Act? I liked how they renamed it that. It's basically all the stuff that was in there before. But there is a portion in there that basically doubles the IRS agents. And I didn't realize, here's part of the job application for it. Says applicants must be willing to use deadly force.
That's really disturbing.
I don't know what conditions where an IRS agent, I don't know, what am I missing here?
Well, if someone who is opposed to paying any kind of taxes, because they believe that the right to tax isn't in the Constitution, they're, you know, we've had some people who've been like that, especially in the U.S. West. So it's possible that somebody could be refusing to pay taxes. IRS agents are going to be stopping by, and then this person has a weapon. I guess that's what they're talking about. But I'm like you. I'm dubious about this.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what that means.
I mean, if they are going to have an encounter with someone who they expect to be armed and to resist, then why don't they just call the cops and get them involved, ATF, whoever, right?
Well, that's part of the conversation is why would you have in an application form for an IRS agent and it says willing to use deadly force? Mm. Of course, then when I looked back and looked at our application, it said the same thing. I'm not sure exactly how we would utilize that, but you know, the tongue can be a weapon.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.